good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Good.
From Hollywood, the Campbell Soup Show, starring Jack Carson. Yes, this is Jack Carson, Freddie Martin and his orchestra, Arthur Treacher, Jack's nephew Tugwell, played by Dave Willock, little 9-year-old Norma Jean Nilsson, Irene Ryan, and yours truly, Del Charman. Whether you prefer the delicate white meat of the chicken or the richer-tasting dark meat, it's really that wonderful chicken flavor that keeps it a mealtime favorite. And you know, just as sure as you like chicken, you like Campbell's chicken soup. For every spoonful brims with chicken goodness. Even the plump rice is steeped with a taste of chicken. And the pieces of chicken are so tender they just about melt on your tongue. Mmm, good. Plenty of them, too. Both light and dark meat. Plenty for every plateful. You want to make sure there's Campbell's chicken soup on your next market list? Well, folks, the postman has just stopped at 22 North Hollywood Lane, and here, sorting over the mail, we find Jack Carson.
Uncle Jack, was there anything in the mail for me?
No, Tugwell, just a few letters for me. A couple of them look like late New Year's cards. Let's see. Well, what do you know? A calendar. From the bank, too.
What's it like?
Oh, it's the same as they always send. You know, that's the trouble with these financial institutions. They're too conservative. I mean, most calendars have pictures of beautiful petty girls in a negligee. Look at this. Who wants to see the president of the Bank of America in his pajamas?
Well, this other one can't be a calendar. It's too small.
Yeah. It's a card. It says, Happy New Year, Mr. Carson. Since you are one of our regular customers, we take this method of thanking you for your patronage during the past year. We hope we have pleased you, that you will continue to give us your business during 1947. Well, that's very nice.
Who's that from? The head waiter at Ciro's?
No, it's from the chief attendant at the library washroom. He's an awfully nice fellow. Always gives me 2 squirts of Jergens lotion for the price of 1.
You go in there a lot, don't you, Uncle Jack?
Oh, yeah, that library has the nicest mirrors in town. You know, I like the hair tonic they have, too, but it is a little thick.
That's not hair tonic, Uncle Jack. It's liquid soap.
It is? Oh, I wondered why my ears always stuck to the side of my head. Well, let's see what this last letter is. Oh, it's from the editor of Movie Screen Magazine. It says, Dear Mr. Carson... Well, how do you like that? They're sending over an interviewer today, Miss Clark, to interview me. They want to run an article about me in their next issue.
Oh, really? Well, why do they want an article about you, Uncle Jack?
Well, Tugwell, when a young man starts at the bottom and by sheer grit and determination pulls himself up the ladder of success until he becomes one of the screen's most talented actors, why, that's the kind of people the readers want to hear about.
Well, yeah, but why do they want an article about you?
Well, don't always try to be thinking up something clever to say. This Movie Screen Magazine probably wants to print a story about me because thousands of people are interested in me and what I do. They want to publish the personal picture of me. You know, every detail of my past life.
Every detail?
Yes.
The children read this magazine?
Well, certainly children read this magazine, as if that had anything to do with it. Hey, look, if that interviewer is coming over here at 3:00, I'd better get dressed up. Where is Treacher, anyway?
Oh, he's in his room, Uncle Jack, playing phonograph records.
Oh? Well, that must be that Sibelius album he bought for Christmas.
No, Uncle Jack, the store made a mistake, and instead of Sibelius, they gave him an album of hillbilly music. Yeah, you know, he's crazy about it, too.
Treacher is crazy about hillbilly music?
Sure, he sits in there practicing all the time. He thinks he's the new Gene Autry.
This is the silliest thing I ever heard of. There's never a dull moment around here. Gee, Treacher's done some unpredictable things, but I can't quite picture him as a hillbilly.
Toss the biscuits, Mirandy. I'm going to load up my gun. Oh, pass
just
the...
Just a second. Happy? Pardon my bare feet, but how long have you been going in for this sort of thing?
Well, it came about quite by accident, sir. Mm-hmm. You see, the record store sent me the wrong album.
Yes, yes, I know.
And I listened to the cowboy album they sent instead, and I became very fond of it, sir. Now I'm a regular Cliff Williams.
You wouldn't mind a chance, I mean Hillbilly.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Cliff Williams.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And I think I do it quite well, sir. Oh, pass the crumpets, Mirandy. Oh, please pass the crumpets.
Just a moment, please. Pass the crumpets?
That's the British version, sir. Now, just think of the commercial possibilities of this thing, Mr. Carson. Do you realize how many records were sold last year by Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys?
What about it?
Well, sir, I could organize a group and go after the English trade. I'm thinking of calling it Zeke Treacher and his Liverpool Wranglers.
Liverpool Wranglers?
Yeah, nice title, don't you think, sir?
Oh, lovely.
You know, I come from a very small suburb of Liverpool, Liverpuddle.
This is all very interesting, Treacher, but don't forget you're still working for me. A reporter from a magazine is coming to see me, and I've got to get dressed.
A reporter, sir?
Yes, from Movie Screen Magazine. She's going to write an article.
Oh, good, sir. Perhaps you'll include a few words about my cowboy singing.
No, Treacher, there'll be none of that. This article is going to be about my career.
Your what, sir?
My career.
My words, is that thing still crawling around somewhere?
Stop trying to be facetious and lay out my tuxedo.
Are you going to wear the tuxedo, sir?
Yes, I am. I want to make a good impression. Now, how can I make her think that I'm one of Hollywood's most promising young men?
Don't wear the tuxedo.
There's nothing wrong with that suit. My father wore it, and if he wore it, it's good enough for me.
Yes, sir, but a new style has come in since then. Tuxedos don't have fur on the collar anymore.
Well, I think the fur collar looks very smart.
Well, Mr. Carson, the sleeves and the trousers are one color, and the front of the coat is another.
Yes, well, you see, Dad wore the suit when he was in the Elks band, and the sun faded it a little around his bass drum.
Well, very well, sir, but you still have no black tie to wear with it. Don't you remember you lost it?
Oh, yes, that's it. Well, I know what I'll do. I'll run down to Miss Ryan's knick-knack nook and buy another one. She's got some down there. In the meantime, you can press out the suit and lay out...
Mr. Carson.
Hello, Miss Ryan. And how are you on this beautiful California day?
Oh, I guess I'm about as well as could be expected.
Oh, yes, I see.
Oh, but don't think for a minute that I'm going to bore you with how I feel. I made a New Year's resolution that I just wouldn't talk about all my aches and my pains.
Well, that's good, Miss Ryan. I just stopped in to see...
Even though I have more pains than I ever had before, I'm not going to talk about them. You remember those shooting pains I had, Mr. Carson?
Yes, but I thought you weren't going to talk
about... Well, I don't have those anymore. No, sir, those pains went away.
The shooting pains went away, yes.
But I don't think they're gone for good. If you ask me, I think they just went back for more bullets.
Yes, well, I just stopped in to see if you had a black bow tie.
Of course, I've got other aches, too, but all the king's horses couldn't get me to talk about them.
No, fine. That's fine, Miss Ryan.
I may be in agony, but you'll never know it. My lips are sealed.
Your lips may be sealed, Miss Ryan, but you've got a slow leak somewhere. I only came in to buy a black necktie, and I wondered if
some women just talk about their ailments all the time.
Yes, don't they?
I'm certainly glad I'm not one of those. Talk, that's all they do, and I can't stand it. Why, I could just strangle a woman like that.
Did you say strangle?
Yes.
Have you got a black necktie?
Oh, yes, I think I have some tuxedo ties here someplace. Where are you going, Mr. Carson, to a party?
Well, no, I'm expecting a reporter over for an interview, and I wanted to look...
Oh, I love parties. I've always wanted to go to a formal party and wear a beautiful dress. Mr. Carson, how do you think I'd look in one of those form-fitting evening gowns?
Miss Ryan, aren't you throwing a pass after the whistle is blown? What I meant to say was, I'm sure you'd look great, but where are those neckties?
Oh, right here on this tray. They're 75 cents.
Okay, I'll take one. Here's the money.
Thank you.
Well, I've got to be going, Miss Ryan. I don't want to miss that reporter when she gets there.
Goodbye, Mr. Carson. I hope the tie matches your tuxedo.
Thank you. Well, Preacher, I'm back. Preacher! Oh, now where can he be? I suppose he's in his room playing those records again. Well, there you are, Preacher. I thought you'd be in here.
Hiya there, Jack.
Well, Del Sharbert, what are you doing here in Preacher's room?
Well, Mr. Sharbert brought over his banjo, sir, and he was just about to teach me a new cowboy song.
Well, it's not really a new song, Jack. It's just some new words I made up for an old song.
Del, what do you know about writing words for a Western song?
Why, shucks, man, you're looking right at Cactus Del Sharbert, the pride of Texas.
World, bust my britches!
You shake hands with Prairie Dog Carson, a refugee from West Milwaukee.
Well, glad to know you, Prairie Dog.
Glad to know you, Cactus.
Pull up a corral and we'll split a tea bag.
Dal, if you must sing this song, go ahead and do it. I've got company coming and I'm still not dressed.
Okay, here it goes.
She'll bring Campbell's chicken soup when she comes.
Oh, when she comes.
She'll bring Campbell's chicken soup when she comes.
Oh, when she comes.
Oh, we'll all go out to meet her. Yes, we'll all go out to greet her with the Campbell's chicken soup when she comes.
Oh, when she comes.
I knew that soup would sneak in there somewhere.
And why not, Jack? When anybody comes home with Campbell's chicken soup, the whole family comes running. For just as sure as they like chicken, they'll like Campbell's chicken soup. They'll like the deep-down taste of chicken that fills the golden broth all through, and the hearty rice steeped with chicken flavor, and all those melting tender pieces of chicken. Good. Well, now, do you see why I put Campbell's chicken soup in the song, Jack?
Yeah, in fact, you could have said, we'll sit down to steaming plates full when she comes.
Oh, when she comes.
We'll sit down to steaming plates full when she comes.
Oh, when she comes.
Oh, the kids will all be yelping just to get a second helping of that Campbell's chicken soup when she comes.
Oh, when she comes. Well, now comes the best part, Jack. The hoedown. Oh, grab your partners, girls and boys. Sashay round and make some noise.
And dance all day and dance all night. A bird's in the cage, ask me to the right.
If anyone's hungry, raise your hand, cause Campbell's chicken soup is grand.
And dozy-do and dozy-din. I knew darn well he slipped that in.
When it comes to flavor, the homie kind is Campbell's chicken soup for mine.
Wait till you taste it.
Well, Preacher, I danced it right out the door. We'd better hurry. I want to get dressed before that magazine reporter gets here.
Now the magic music of Freddie Martin with Glenn Hughes and the Martin Men. Doing what comes naturally.
Folks like us could never fuss with schools and books and learning. Still, we've gone from A to Z, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
You don't have to know how to read or write when you're out with a feller in the pale moonlight. You don't have to come from a great big town not to go picking berries in an evening gown. That comes naturally.
That comes naturally.
My uncle out in Texas can't even write his name. He signs his checks with X's,
but they cash them just the same.
Grandpa Dick was always sick, but never saw a doctor. He just died at 93, doing what comes naturally. Doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
Cousin Jack insured his shack, and now he plays with matches. He'll collect, just wait and see, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
The sister Sal, who's a music owl, ain't never had a lesson. Still, she's learned to sing off key, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
You don't have to go to a private school not to pick up a penny near a stubborn mule. You don't have to have a professor's dome not to go for the honey when the bee's at home. That comes naturally.
That comes naturally.
My uncle don't pay taxes. His address never gives. They can't collect his taxes,
for they don't know where he lives.
Uncle Ben got angry when they caught him stealing chickens. I'm within my rights, said he, doing what comes naturally. Doing what comes naturally.
Well, it's almost time for that woman from the magazine to be here. How do I look, Tugwell?
Oh, swell, Uncle Jack. Hey, what kind of questions do you suppose she'll ask you?
Well, I've more or less anticipated that. I memorized a little speech about my past life, and I'll sort of quote from that.
Oh, well, yeah, but what if she asks you something embarrassing?
Well, now, what could she ask me that could possibly be embarrassing?
Well, she might want to know why you spent 4 years in the fifth grade.
Well, they kept me in that grade for 4 years because of sports. They didn't want to lose me from the tiddlywink team. I was the best left tiddly they ever had. Let's see now, how did that speech go? Oh, yes, yes. Abraham Lincoln was born in a log cabin. Napoleon came from a tiny village. And Moses was born in the bulrushes. But I...
Uncle Jack, maybe while this reporter's here, I ought to do some acting for her. You know, just to show her that you're not the only talent in the family.
Tugwell, how many times have I told you to forget about your ambitions as an actor? While she's here, I don't want one single solitary peep out of you.
But gee, Uncle Jack, you can't smother genius.
I can certainly try.
But I'm in the high school play this year. You haven't heard me do my big scene.
No. Let's keep it that way.
No, Uncle Jack, I play two parts. It's where Hector says farewell to his faithless sweetheart, Jessica. It's all too clear to me now. You tried to make a fool of me, Jessica. Oh, but I didn't, Hector. Yes, you did, Jessica. And now I say farewell. Farewell, Jessica.
Farewell, Jessica. Farewell, Hector. And good night, Tugwell.
But, Uncle Jack, I haven't finished. Jessica, I loved you, but you took my heart and jammed it in the pressure cooker. I'm going far away where no one will ever find me, to the ends of the earth.
Okay, if she wants you, she can reach in Glendale. Now, please stop with that foolishness. Darn it, Treacher forgot to put the cufflinks in my shirt. Oh, Treacher? Treacher?
Yes, sir?
You forgot to put cufflinks in my shirt.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Mr. Carson, I've been thinking. Do you suppose this magazine person would like to hear me sing one of my cowboy songs?
Huh? Why, no, certainly she wouldn't. Gad! First it's Tugwell, and then it's you.
But Gad! But I have one I just learned, sir. And as we Westerners say around the bunkhouse, it's jolly well top hole.
Jolly well top hole?
Yes, sir.
If a cowboy ever said that, they'd hit him over the head with Roy Rogers.
I'll sing it for you. You are my fog bank. My foggy fog bank. I'll always love you while skies are gray.
Just a minute, Zeke. Just a minute. That's supposed to be you are my sunshine. What's all that business about fog?
Well, this is the London version, sir.
Well, they could use it pretty well in California, too. Treacher, I'll tell you what I told Tugwell. While I'm being interviewed, I want you both to watch your behavior. This article doesn't concern either one of you.
Come on, Treacher. There's no chance for any recognition around this place.
Right. You said right, partner.
All I hope is that they stay out here. Now, let's see now. Abraham Lincoln was born in a log house. Napoleon was born in the bulrushes. Oh, no, that was Moses. Oh, yes. Moses was born in the bulrushes, and I was born in West Milwaukee, right around the corner from Schlitz's number 2 beer vat. From a humble beginning, I... Oh, good, she's right on time. Well, well, well. You must be Miss Clark from Movie Screen Magazine.
Yes, that's right. May I come in?
Oh, by all means. Your presence in my house does me great honor.
Oh, thank you. Oh, but I'm afraid I've arrived too early.
Early?
Yes, you're still wearing your bathrobe.
No, no, no. This isn't a bathrobe. It's a tuxedo. See, the coat is a little long.
Oh. Well, I've never seen a tuxedo before with a fur collar and a sash.
Yes, well, I'm sort of a young Vitamin Flintheart. Sit right down, Miss Clark. I know you're anxious to get started with the interview.
Yes. You know, I wanted to come to your home, Mr. Carson, because, well, I felt that that way we'd get to know the real you. Now, let me see. Where should we start?
Abraham Lincoln was born in a little log cabin.
Yes, I'm sure we all know that. You know, Mr. Carson, I've never seen you before in person. I had no idea you were so big and muscular.
You think so? Yes, I've always been considered almost a perfect specimen of a man.
Almost?
Yes, my left knee only has one dimple.
Let's allow that to pass for the moment. I was interested in getting some notes on the earlier phases of your social career.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, my family were leaders of society. I recall one time when I was... Now, let's see, Miss Clark, where was I?
You were playing polo for the United States against Argentina.
Oh, yes, yes. Well... We'd been playing for 3 hours and a half.
My goodness, how many chuckers were there in that game?
How many? Oh, yes, well, they were the same number of chuckers they have in any game of polo. One for each horse.
You know, I had no idea that you were so... Oh, there goes your telephone, Mr. Carson.
Well, it's in the other room, Miss Clark, and I always let my English valet take care of those things.
Do you have an English valet?
Oh, to be sure, and one of the best. He's so reserved, so dignified, so... Oh, how shall I say, refined.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
Preacher, please, please, preacher.
Excuse me, partner. Irons didn't know Ewan's head company.
Well, Ewan's know it now.
My, my, she's as pretty as all get out. Will the young lady be staying for chow?
She, teacher, I told you.
Is this your English butler?
Yes, he's a little eccentric.
The name is Zeke, ma'am. Sometimes known as Hopalong Treacher.
Just hop along and answer the phone. Wait a minute, I'll go with you. I want to talk to you. Excuse us, will you, Miss Clark?
The phone is ringing, and I am sick.
Well, I've been in some peculiar households, but, brother, this one tops anything I've ever seen before. Oh, there's someone at the door. I guess I might as well answer it. Come in.
Hello.
Well, hello, little girl. Who are you?
My name is Norma Jean. I live next door. Who are you?
Oh, I'm a reporter from a magazine. I'm writing a story about Mr. Carson's life. Do you know him very well?
Oh, yes, he's wonderful. Mr. Carson and I are sort of sweethearts.
Well, then perhaps you could help me. You know, he's been telling me of his romantic side, but he keeps referring to Rita and Lana. Now, would that be Rita Hayworth and Lana Turner?
Oh, no. He means Rita Schultz and Lana Hockenschmidt. They're hot, fat girls at the Mayflower Donut Shop.
Yes, I see. Well, surely from time to time he makes the acquaintance of some new girl.
Well, he tries to meet girls, but it doesn't do much good.
Mm-hmm. How do you mean he tries?
Well, he goes down every day to meet the Greyhound bus.
He does?
Yes. Oh, yes, and he's very polite. If there are any pretty girls on the bus, he carries their baggage for them.
Well, that's nice.
Yes. And he charges less than the red caps.
Oh, this is very interesting. About how many dates would you say that Mr. Carson had in the past year?
Oh, I can tell you exactly. He had 6. He took me to the movies 5 times.
Uh-huh, but who did he have the other date with?
That was Mother's Day. Well, I wanted to see Mr. Carson, but I'll have to go now. Will you tell him I'll be back later?
All right, dear. Goodbye. Well, I'm learning more and more all the time.
Well, I'm back. I'm sorry to keep you waiting, but I had to answer that phone. You know how those girls are.
Yes, I do.
Well, they just pester the life out of me. That was Hetty Lamar calling. I was down at the beach with her last week. Had a snapshot I took that day. I'll get it for you. Tugwell? Tugwell?
Were you calling me Uncle Jack?
This is my nephew, Miss Locke. Yes, Tugwell. Where's that picture that was taken of me while I was looking at Hetty Lamar down at the beach?
Oh, you mean the one we call Drool in the Sun?
Tug is such a kidder.
I thought he was quite a good-sized boy. Tell me, young man. Tell me, what are you going to be when you grow up?
Oh, I want to be an actor.
Tugwell,
you know, I'm in the high school play this year. Listen. Oh, Jessica, I thought you were pulsating, vibrant, human, and warm, but instead of that, you were just a skin full of cracked ice. Oh, Jessica, I was a fool. A fool.
That will do, Tugwell. Miss Clark isn't interested in that.
Oh, but I am. I think this young man has a definite talent.
Oh, you see, Uncle Jack, a lot of people think the same thing, but you never give me a chance.
He doesn't?
No.
Well, it's just that I feel
Please
that...
don't interrupt, Mr. What? Carson. I want to get to the bottom of this. Yes, young man, do you mean that he hasn't encouraged you in your desire to be an actor?
Oh, he always tells me one actor in the family's enough.
Tugwell, this is no place to discuss our
family. I tell you, Miss Clark, I feel like a beautiful rose that is blooming in the garden of life, and no one can smell me.
I can smell... I can smell your acting from here, and I'm clear across the room.
Well, this is very enlightening, Mr. Carson. And I think that now I have a very good story for my readers. They'll be glad to know that you've never lifted a hand to help an ambitious young person.
Yeah, but, Miss Clark, if you'd only let me explain...
Don't try to crawl out of it. I just think that I'll call the article, Hollywood Actor Stifles Young Talent. Goodbye.
How do you like that? I'm a talent stifler. Tugwell, there comes a time when a trip to the woodshed is just about the only
what
mean...
What happened, Mr. Carson?
What happens? I was just been held up to ridicule by my own flesh and blood. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder if there's any use in going on at all. Right now, I feel like ending it all. But what would that accomplish?
Well, you said yourself that one actor in a family is enough.
You be quiet! Well, I get absolutely no respect from you in my own home, too. And come to think of it, I get very little respect from you either, Treacher. Treacher, just what is your opinion of me anyway? You heard me, Treacher. I want a direct answer. Just what do I represent to you?
You are my sunshine.
Oh, I give up. I give up.
Jack Carson will be back in just a moment. Right here, I'd like to remind you ladies that Campbell's make their chicken soup from the same sort of fine, plump chickens you'd buy for your table. And Campbell's simmer them long and slowly for a stock so rich it fairly glistens. And they add lots of plump rice and plenty of tender pieces of light and dark chicken meat. Good. Well, now, how about it? Want to try Campbell's chicken soup for supper tomorrow?
Good. Good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Good.
We're looking forward, ladies and gentlemen, to next Wednesday at the same time when our friends George Burns and Gracie Allen will visit 22 North Hollywood Lane. So try to join us next Wednesday with George and Gracie. Thanks. Good night.
Franco-American spaghetti. F-A. Franco-American. F-A. Franco-American. F-A. Franco-American, back at your grocer's again.
Franco-American spaghetti is back. America's favorite, the spaghetti with the extra good sauce. Ready cooked to give grand good eating, but quick. Get a can of Franco-American spaghetti.
F-A, Franco-American, back at your grocer's again.
Show in town, so stay tuned for Dr. Christian following immediately over most of these stations. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.